Speaking on this program is Brother Kevin T.
Is there a contradicting statement in Scripture regarding how many days Jesus spent in the grave? Please explain this matter. There are three different passages to consider with reference to Jesus' time in the grave. First, I want us to look at Matthew chapter 16 and verse 21. Here, Jesus predicted His resurrection on the third day. Note here, He predicted that He would come forth out of the grave when on the third day. In Mark chapter 8 and verse 31, Christ also said that He would rise after the third day, or after 3 days. And then we have Matthew chapter 12 and verse 40. Christ further stated that He would be in the grave for 3 days and three nights. It sounds like we've got three different things stated here, correct? If you look at it from that standpoint, just as we would read it from our understanding of the English language. Well, we've got to go beyond the English language if we're studying from the old manuscripts. If we're studying from Koine Greek, which is where the Scripture is. As we look back to the way in which not only the language is, but the consideration of the Jews, any portion of a day counted as a day or a night. This is not the only instance where this is found. In Genesis chapter 12, or Genesis chapter 7, verses 12 and verse 17, the rain of the flood was upon the earth 40 days and 40 nights. Yet in verse 17, it says 40 days. Both are counted as the same as the way in which they are presented because a portion of the day counts for the day or for the night. We also have this in Esther chapter 4, verse 16, and Esther 5, and verse 1. When Esther was about to seek entrance into the king's presence, she requested her fellow Jews neither eat nor drink for 3 days, night or day. But on the third day, she went into the king. She was not to go until after those things had taken place, but still she goes in unto the third day. Well, how do we harmonize all that? The portion of the day counted as a day or night, and therefore she was right in going ahead and following through and still recognizing the fact is that the Jews had complied with her wishes. So how many days was the Lord in the grave? Friends, He went into the grave, and then on the third day He was resurrected. And hence, all that the Lord says with reference to these three passages that are presented all find harmony according to the way in which people looked at the days, considered them at that given time.